The lychees are ripe and ready for harvest. Ian Groves and his family have been growing tropical fruit since the early 1980s, including lychees, mangoes, and avocados. They currently have 10 different varieties of lychees on the farm, and all of them will be harvested in the coming weeks. But today, picking is focused on just two types, Sui Tung and Kaimana.
So this variety is called Sui Tung, and we have to pick them with secateurs rather than by hand, just because the stem pulls out part of the flesh. We actually picked Kaimana earlier today, which are a lot bigger and fuller and redder than this particular variety, and we picked those for a couple of hours this morning.
Melanie Groves is Ian's daughter. She's been helping on the farm for as long as she can remember.
I don't think I was much help when I was quite young, but I think, from high school age, I was trying to pull my weight around the place a bit.
Melanie and the team have already been working for 4 hours, and it's only 9 a.m. And despite a slight breeze, I can already feel sweat trickling down the back of my neck. Picking will wrap up soon for the day, and just in time too, because according to Mr. Groves, lychees aren't too fond of the heat.
We've found that if you pick them after 10 o'clock, they'll go brown before your eyes while you're packing them, and so then they're not marketable, which is a bit of a disaster.
It's slightly warmer than usual, so he gives the okay to knock off half an hour early. We empty our picking bags into crates and load them onto the ute. It's time to head back. After a quick bite to eat and some cold water, everyone heads into the packing shed. It's all hands on deck now as the harvests are sorted, washed, weighed and packed.
Essentially, the fruit gets tipped in just onto a creep feed, up some inspection rollers, then the fruit's washed, up another set of inspection rollers, and then onto a small grader that the other staff bag the fruit off, and then into the cartons, and then straight into the cold room where they're air stacked overnight to make sure the cartons are fully cold. Restack the next day onto cartons and trucks straight out. We've been supplying Sydney and Brisbane at this stage, wholesale markets. This morning we sent out a nice order that's heading off to Tahiti, so they might have to fly off to Tahiti to get some at the moment, but today's pack will be heading half and half Brisbane and Sydney.
Mr. Groves says on a good day he can expect about a tonne and a half of lychees to move through the packing shed. He says he's hoping to harvest between 30 and 40 tonnes of fruit by the end of the season. And while it's not necessarily a huge crop, prices are keeping him optimistic.
I guess the bottom of the market is at wholesale is $6 or $7 a kilo for premium fruit, depending on the variety. The one we're packing here at the moment is a premium variety, Kaimana, and we're actually getting $15 a kilo for them for export, and our domestic guys are telling us they'll return that sort of money as well.
Nathan Herbert is one of 10 workers in the shed today. He's 13, making him the youngest of the group. And while many of Nathan's friends will be at home these school holidays, he says he's happy to be working.
Well, Mum's friends brought it up and Mum just told me, so I just thought in my holidays doing nothing, so just get a job. Hardest bit is probably the picking.
You think you'll come back every year?
Yeah, definitely. Whenever they want me, just call me. I'm happy to pick any fruit and learn.
And it won't be long before Nathan and the other workers start doing just that, picking other fruit. Ian says his mangoes will be ready for harvest in the next few weeks, making for a busy summer.
Mango crop's looking good. We'll start them just after Christmas, and the lychees will be interspersed with mangoes right through to the end of January, and the mangoes will continue into March, so it's nice to be picking again. We've been doing a lot of preparation for the season, and it's actually a relief to be starting to pick.